A man dies and goes to heaven, and he meets Peter at the pearly gates, and Peter's standing there with the keys. And the man says, "Peter, I'm here. I'm ready to come into heaven. I've done great deeds all my life. Let me in." And Peter said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 slow down. Not so fast. Let me tell you how it works. First of all, you're going to have to tell me all the good works that you've done, and I'll tell you how many points they're worth, and you need 100 points to get into heaven." The guy rubs his hands. "Oh, this is going to be easy. I'm so excited. I'm just almost there." He says, "Okay, St. Peter," he says, "I lived with the same woman for 50 years of my life. I never even had an unclean thought about another woman the whole time." Peter goes to the heavenly computer and types it in and comes back and says, "Very good," he says, "that's worth 3 points. And the man says, "3 points? Well, I started a soup kitchen and I fed the poor. My wife and I fed the poor every Saturday afternoon, and it was out of my own money. We paid for the food, we rented the facility, and we fed the poor. All 50 years while we were married." Peter goes to the heavenly computer, comes back, and he says, "That's very good. That's worth 2 points. The guy starts to sweat. That pearly gates is looking farther and farther away the whole time. So he says, "Peter," he says, "I gave 10% to the church, pre-taxed income. And we gave this sometimes even 12%. And Peter said, "That's very good. That's worth 1 point. The guy falls on his face and begins to scream and cry and says, "Oh my, at this rate, the only way I'll get into heaven is by the grace of God." Peter says, "100 points. Come on in." Catholics get to heaven by their works, correct? No. Really? This is what I was raised to believe. I was raised that Catholics prayed to Mary instead of God. They had tradition instead of scripture. They got to heaven by their works instead of by faith, and a whole bunch of other things by which they proved themselves to be upside down and standing on their heads. The biggest one, of course, in our situation, the way I was raised, and most evangelical Protestants, is the issue of sola scriptura, the Bible alone, and faith alone. Those are the two big solas. There's also grace alone. When I was growing up, my dad would talk to me about being born again. And I still remember when my mom coached me with the sinner's prayer when I was 4 or 5 years old. We had a green vinyl couch in our house. And I can still remember, every time I smell vinyl like a couch or something, I remember praying with my mother there, where she coached me with the prayer, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, I know that I've sinned against you, and I'm going to hell, but you sent your son, your only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior, and I ask you into my heart, amen." From that moment on, I was saved. Didn't matter what I did, didn't matter what I didn't do. I was saved after that prayer. That prayer was a ticket to heaven, and I was told by my mother and my tradition as I grew up that all my sins were forgiven, past, present, and future, and that I would go to heaven now because I was God's child and nothing could take me out of the palm of his hand. I then grew up believing this. By the way, it's a very dangerous way to raise a teenage boy, to tell him his sins are already forgiven, past, present, and future. So I was raised to evangelize, and we did this. Even in high school, my last year of high school, I was an evangelist going around telling people about Jesus in my high school. And I would ask Catholics specifically, "Are you born again? Do you know you're going to heaven? Are you saved by faith alone? Have you ever been asked if you're born again?" Normally you ask a Catholic, "Are you born again?" The answer is, "Well, I'm Catholic." I didn't ask you if you were Catholic. I know you're Catholic. That's why I'm asking you this in the first place. Are you born again? The right answer for that now is the way I answer it is yes, I'm a Catholic and I'm born again the Bible way, which is always a jaw dropper. People aren't quite sure how to answer that when they come back. So I want to deal first with born again, then faith alone, and then we'll carry on a little things about purgatory and things if we have time. But I remember when I had first become a Catholic and we were sitting in at people's house. They had invited us over for dinner. I didn't realize this at the time, but they were setting me up.